fire, let's say, somebody pays it, past his certain shaylah. So we are not going to tell him, well, this person who wrote the tshuva to this gadol, he can rely on him, but somebody else not. One of shach. It's only a union of building a tower. It's not a union of hoy roy. Mashiach in my summer, it is a halishan roy. So it's because the pshat is because of the halacha risosom mikoladobo rashiagidu lucholyom in Yusmeil. So of course, the Rambam says that risosu applies only to Beznagot. Not to Sanhedrin Tano. So what we could say that the Rambam means, let's say, the Gabi Beznagot also there is a halacha that if one zokin, even he's a great God himself, and he's some of Sanhedrin, but if he heard a psak from Beznagot, he's mechuyev to succumb, to be mevatel his das, to the psak of the Beznagot. So that only applies to Beznagot. It doesn't apply to any other Beznagot. In other words, let's say, if he's Sanhedrin Tano, will pass in certain shayle, and one somuch, will be chilek on them, he's not mechuyev to succumb to them. Mashein kei, vis-a-vis a person who doesn't know his own achoy, so mele, there is a aloche of lisosu, when the eroi is made by any somuch, then it has a chalishan eroi. And since, you know, there is a stira between the Sifli and the Yerushalm, the Sifli says, Lisosa mikoladobo, ashi agidu lecho, yomin usmeil, apu reimu lecho, al yimin shu usmeil, al usmeil shu yimin. I discussed it last year in Misach Shabbos, but the Yerushalm in here says just the reverse. Kishayimu lecho, al yimin shu yimin, al usmeil shu usmeil. So the Ramban, the Sefer HaMitzvos, in his Asodos, he mentions it, and he doesn't spell it out, but that's what he means. He says that the halacha is bizman habayis, if the Beznagot will pass into a certain shaylah, a certain chilek, is mutar. Sometimes we find the machlekes is the shame is, of course. Let's say, Chil Brines, Chil Brines, Machlekes between Rabbi Yehiel and Rabbi Ephraim, and all the most Rishonim agree with Rabbi Ephraim. So Chil Brines means the Chilef Shetachas Apriso of the keres, of the animal stomach. So, of the woman, it's called an animal, a behemoth, has four stomachs, but the first stomach. So that's the keres, that's called in English the woman, R-U-M-E-N. So the chilev, the fatty posh layer that is beneath the keres, beneath the woman. So Rabbi Yehiel says, that's muta, you're allowed to eat it. And Rabbi Ephraim and most Rishonim say that it involves in sakoras. So most Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Ephraim. Then the Shulchan Aruch also paskins like Rabbi Ephraim. Except in Ryland, Rabbi Yehiel with the Mor Gasle, so even hundreds of years later, so they were made heter on the basis of the Yehoye that was rendered by Rabbi Yehiel, and there, so they were made heter, and we cannot say, tell anybody in Ryland, oh, you're an Avarian, you are Eber and Issacharis, because Yesh Lemal Melispich, he was the Rebbe. In Rhineland, he was the Mor Asre, so even hundreds of years later, the Ramor passed it. That was about 400 years later. So he still could rely on him. Oh, it's another Shaila. Why? What's the Yiches with Rhineland? After all, Rabbi Yehiel wasn't his Samochida, Rabbi Yehiel. Oh, it's another Shaila. It's not our Yiches. So then, suppose somebody asked the shayla somuch. Chilef shetachas apriso, can I eat it? I can't eat it. And the somuch paskins, like Rabbi Yehiel, he can eat it. So then he asked somebody else, the shayla, can I eat it? The other Tom Tochen knows that all that regime are chilek, and that Samuch. So then, since he's a Samuch, so there is a loche of the Roye, a fele imu lecho al yimin shu smel, val smilchen. So the Ramban in the Mitzvah discusses this question. So he says, if Bismana Bais, when there was a Beznagot, and Beznagot Paskin, let's say, he doesn't mention any specific example, but I mention it, because somebody might become shocked, Beznagot Paskin, that Chilev is Mutter, how is it possible? No, it's possible. It doesn't mean just like that, Chilev is Mutter, Chilev in general. That could be rendered either by someone who is not pious or by someone who is not moral. But let's say, in a specific situation, a certain type of a chile, like chile shetachas, krisis akeres, you know, is beneath the layer, the fatty layer, that is beneath the woman in the behemoth. So, if he passed him, there's not going to pass him that is root there, and there is one woman for her who has rayas, that it's also, it's covered. Chas v'sholem is not allowed to eat it. Because then we say, Lysosom Gladora Shagido Yom Smail, Kishemul Hoal Yimin Shayimin, Val Smail Shu Smail. The Loki Shemimul Hoal Yimin Shu Smail, if a certain Tom Trochen is convinced that it's about, like having a fried and it's involved in some chorus, so it's Al Yimin Shu Smail, that's what Al Yimin Shu Smail means. It doesn't mean just whether I have to be a right winger or a left winger, if he's convinced. If he's convinced that it's not so, so it's al min shu smail, so there is no risoso. But we should look for an opportunity to discuss it with Bez Nagoru and submit his vias and his arguments to Bez Nagoru. And if he submits all his vias and arguments to Bez Nagoru, and Bez Nagoru listens attentively to his vias, and then Bez Nagoru rejects his vias, and Bez Nagoru tells him exactly why he rejected, from that point on, he's not allowed to be chilek on Bez Nagoru when he has to be mepatel his day. So after he mentioned his rias and his forest to Bez Nagoru, and Bez Nagoru rejected him and told him exactly why, then the aloche of Leisoso Mikolar Dobor Asher Yagidu Yochom Yismeil at Yerushalmi Neheri says, Afileim Urecho Al Yimin Shul Smeil Bal Smeil Shin. Anyway, there is aloche Afileim Urecho Al Yimin Shul Smeil Al Yimin Shul Smeil. But if somebody is convinced, so then he's only in Chuyev to be battle his day after he mentioned that his rayas and his forest and it was rejected by the Bez. But if somebody doesn't know, so Mele, and if Bez Nagodl, or even if one Samuch, not the whole Bez Nagodl, passes to someone who doesn't know, he doesn't have his own opinion. Like he Shailed, he submitted that. The Sheil doesn't know anything. He doesn't know. He's asking Shail, Chilev Shetachas HaPriso, is Muta or not? So he comes to his Samuch. And the Samuch tells him, it's Muta. So he can rely on the Roye and not worry. Well, but there are other from the Chachamim Achelik, because there is Aloche Afileim Luchal Yimin Shul Smeil Vah Smeil Shimin. That's only by Samuch.
So it applies to Yachid.
To Yachid, yeah. So you mentioned Afkimine according to the Rambam. That's an Afkimine. But suppose he's not a Samuch, then you can say, If he's a samuch, so there is a chalei shemi roye. So mele, the roye has a chaleis, even when he makes a mistake. Because that was the takavone of the Torah. But if he's not a samuch, so it's only on the basis of biladin. Biladin, if he knows, the other from the Chachamim or Chilek, not I have to say, I can rely on him just because he passed me. So you have one Afkimine, let's say, between Samuch and not Samuch, according to the Rambam Shita. Yeah?
You mentioned after the Gospel, we must follow
the Gospel. That's
right.
But I think
love
was money. Oh, so go over the Gemara and hear him. The Gemara and Yivomis, hear him in Gavor, and Yivomis, that you've given. So Tetzis says the Kashe, and so on. Gemara discussed it. So you know, I mean, it's not a linear, it's another question. All right. Anyway, so let's go back to the Rambam. The Yesh Lehem, Linnais Kol Mishi Yotzu Yidvon Yechidin, Behu Shei Yerol Lechol Advor, Kitzat Chocham Mufle, Sherol Heres Lechol Atere Kule, Yesh Le Bezdin Lismi Chesei, Vinritin Le Rishus Lodin Velo Leheres Bisavetan. So, the question is, doesn't mean it's not. So my father says, and that's the obvious pshat Rambam. There couldn't be another pshat, even though he doesn't need smicha, because he doesn't require eroe. It only requires bir adin. If he'll be able to bir adin from the birds in the sky, it's good enough. It's good enough. So what difference does it make? What difference does it make? Let's say there is a deceptive keli. There is a deceptive keli. The Bruye, I mean, it should not be announced today, because it might be a mirchel. That Bruye participated in discussion with Medrash, with Tanoim, and then the Chachomim passed him, like Bruye, in many halachas. It's the same thing here. So, when you have a Chalishan Roy, I don't think that Bruye is Mirche. I don't think so. The answer is, so she didn't have smicha. So he didn't have a chalisha meroye, but she was very knowledgeable. She was very proficient in Yidiyas HaTorah, Bruya Yishas Chameya. So she was nevara, but the difference whether it has a chalisha meroye. Samuch, not samuch. But chalisha meroye, he doesn't have. So when Bruya passed his alimin shus meil, then there's no aloha pisos. But if he samuch passed his al yimin shus meil, so then it has a chalisha meroye, and it's effective even if klapishma is galia, then it's not so. So I don't want to say even though it's a toys, because since the Torah says apleim ochal yimin shus meil, al smel shi yimin, so it's not a toys. That's the dinat Torah, but it's a dinat. In other words, the roye is not only mivare. If the roye is rendered by Samuch, so then it's machriya the dinator. But it's machriya the dinator only in a specific case, in this chdiche. So, if one of the zikim shamai passed him to Osher, that he can be miyabi, rochel, the tzore of tzorach, so then it's machriya the dinator, and he's allowed. But another person who has the same shaila, the same problem, he's not allowed. Cannot ask, he's allowed, I'm not allowed. No, because the roye can be a machriya and dinator even when it's not with their spirit. But even if it's not with their spirit. So then because of the aloha, apurim l'chal yimin shu smeil, val smeil shu yimin. So that's only if he's a samuch. If he's not a samuch, I mean, that's the obvious pshat Rambam. Kitzat chocham mufle, shorol heres lechalat erkule, yeish li bezn lismecha yisei, vlitn li rishus lodin, vlo heres bisaveta. O yitn li rishus bisaveta, vlo lodin din momnes. O yitn li rishus lozev lozea, vlo lodin din knoses. O lodin din knoses, vlo lahater pchir benumim. O yitn li rishus lahater nidorin bilbad, o yiris ksomin, vichein kol kayitzeve. Now, so, mele, the Radva says, he cannot participate in the discussion because he lives in Mitzrayim. He says, but he doesn't approve of the because the Rambam says, Yesh lemlimnis kol mi sheyirzo yivor mechidim vihu sheyiro lechol advore keitzat chocham mufle shero leheiris lechol atere kole. So he can be nismach with yivor mechidim, but he has to have the potential of Paschim in Shailas in Kolatirikul. So he says, Subkami, there's a Lashon Baradas, Subkami, Yeh Bedei Ro'oni Be'ashofi Lazeh Echot Sherol Lehiris B'Kolatirikul. Yeah, and he made that statement in face of the potential Nismochen Bes Yosef. It's not Katlikanya Bes Yosef. So still he made that statement. So the Rabbi Nachovi also agreed with the Rabbas, because because he felt that there is no one who is all the heiris b'cholatekun. So that's another objection by Rabbi Yochanan. One objection was because Rabbi Yochanan held that when the Rambam says kol chachmei Eretz Yisrael, it means kol mamish, not chubi kikulek. Now let's see Loshon Rambam again. Nearly advon, she is kiyim iskimu kol hachachomim shebe Eretz Yisrael rimeiz dayonim v'lisni chesom hareu smuchim v'yeish lohem lodin d'niknoses v'yeish lohem lisni chlachem in kin lomo hoyo hachachomim mitztarin al asmicho k'yeshalu yivatlo d'niknoses mishoy. So Loshon Rambam is in Perdale Aloch Yudale she'im hiskimu kol hachachomim shebe Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says it means kol mamish, not chubegikul. And the Maariv Rav said chubegikul. I mean, why shouldn't we apply chubegikul here? It can be explained because here the Rambam says only the kol hachachomim be'Eretz Yisrael. And how about the chachomim? How about the chachomim chutz la'aretz? They are not counted. Why aren't they counted? Why? Because it's more Zionistic to say only the Chachamim Eretz Yisrael. Why aren't they counted? Why aren't they counted? The Radvaz cannot be counted. But why? Because he was Mitzrayim. So the Rambam, the Riv, I mean all the giants, so wouldn't be counted. But only the Chachamim Eretz Yisrael. Where do we find that only not Chachamim but Jews in Eretz Yisrael are counted, and not Jews in Chutz La'aretz? Jews of Israel, that's in regard to Par Helen Dovashalti. So there is Aloha, if Bezna Godu is Meire, that Chilev is Muda. And then also Ribar Kol Al Piem, and they eat that kind of Chilev. So then they have to bring the Par Helen. So the Gemara in here said, the Ribar Kol is determined only by the Ribar Kol of those who live in Eretz Yisrael, not the Reva Kol who live in Chutz La'aretz, because the Kol Shebechutz La'aretz Lav Kol Mika. So the Kol Bechutz La'aretz is not considered Kol. What do you mean the Kol is Tzibur? It's a, in regard to a minyan, so we need a Tzibur, so we won't say that only 10 Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael can constitute a minyan. 10 Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz do not consider me, and because their tzibor is tzibor in miniature, it's an expression tzibor. But where it's halacha of tzibor in the colossal sense, when the tzibor is descriptive of Klal Yisrael, so the those who live in Chutz La'aretz are not counted in the Rambam. Mele here, the Rambam Shite, when the Rambam says only the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael are counted, not the Chachmei Chutz La'aretz, even if the Chachmei Chutz La'aretz are great giants, so the Riv, the Rambam, Rabbi Goyer, they are not counted, because here the reason is why the Rambam says that if Kol Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, Kol Chachmei Eretz Yisrael decide to masmich someone so they can invite the smiche, because here it has to be a Bezdin that represents Klal Yisrael. So only the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, so it can now be deen represent Klal Yisrael because of the Aloch in Heryes, Kol Shebechutz Lores Lavik Reko, Lavik Reko. So here too, it has to be a Bezdin of Klal Yisrael. So a Chachmei Eretz Yisrael cannot be a Bezdin of Klal Yisrael. It's only the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael can be considered as if that doesn't mean that any Bezdin in any town Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, I mean, can be a Bezdin of Klal Yisrael. They have to be in a special Madrege. They have to be Dele Ador. But even if they are Dele Ador, if they live in Chutz La'aretz, they cannot be considered as a Bezdin of Klal Yisrael. They have to live in Eretz Yisrael. Why is that so? That's another question. But some mele, the lady the Chodesh Shiti is, when do we apply the concept of Hubikikule, and it's Indian of Bez, let's say, in the Mumnes, in the Foshes, it's not a Dina of Kaudis Lawyer. It's a, Bez Nishal Gimel, Bez Nishal Chav Gimel, Bez Nishal Aynalet. So they always say, Hubikikule. Why do we say Hubikikule? The answer is because there is a mitzvah of Achim Mahatis. So if the members of a Bezdin or Bezdin Shal Gimel or Bezdin Shal Chof Gimel or Bezdin Shal Enalev are involved in a specific case and then the Machlekes, so at first for every Yochid, every member of the Bezdin has to express his opinion. But if the other members of the Bezdin, they hear his opinion and reject it, and they mention exactly as to why they rejected, then there is a chiyuv of Achir Rabin Mahatis that they are mechuyev to mevatel the day. So in Mele there is a need of Hubidikule, because actually, I think I mentioned it already, actually the Gmardin of Nefoshes or even the Momenes require, has to be unanimous. But if two say Chayev and one says Zakai, it is unanimous. Why is it unanimous? Because after the one who said Zakai mentioned his reasons, his svaras, as why he said Zakai, and the other two rejected and told him why they rejected, so he's in a clear thing about who's there. Some in Meile, it is unanimous. So the aloha of Achir Rabin Mahatis is only Shayach. It's a question of Bezd. So the miut is mechuyev to mevat b'dei, but where the Bezdin has to represent Klal Yisrael, and it has to be a Bezdin of Klal Yisrael, so mele only Kol Chachmei Eretz Yisrael represent Klal Yisrael, but we don't say Yehuda Kikul. That's why the Rambam said, according to Rabbi Levi Mechaviv, I'm just explaining Rabbi Levi Mechaviv Shike, so we don't apply the lomdes of Yehuda Kikul. Because here the Kol Chachmei Eretz Yisrael is important, because Kol Chachmei Eretz Yisrael represent Klal Yisrael. Rov Chachmei Eretz Yisrael don't represent Klal Yisrael. It's not shy to say Hubikul. So that's one objection by Rabbi Levi Mechaviv against the Chiddush HaSmicha by the Maribara. The other objection was because the Rambam says, Yesh lisnich v'dvorim yechidim v'hu sheyero v'chol ha'dvorim. So the Radbaz assumed, and that's the plain pshat in the Rambam, it means he has to be knowledgeable to pass in all ha'dvorim. So then they can be masmechim v'dvorim yechidim. So the Radbaz said, Yishubkani yeish b'dor yaron v'ashofer hazeh. So what they ended up leaving the Khalif also had that there is no one. I mean, the Bess Yosef was one of the potential. Alright, so he helped. He's not role here in Khalifa. I can mean, the Rabbah certainly had the right to say that. So what is the Machlekes between the Rabbah and the Radvaz and Mari Berav as to the godless of Mari Berav and the godless of Bess Yosef? It's not Mustafa. It's not Mustafa. That's certainly Machlekes in Tzias. It's not Mustafa that there was a Machlekes in Tzias where the Bess Yosef was a big godless or Bess Yosef was not a big godless. It's not Mustafa. So we have to understand. Then, I'm trying to explain it. Then another objection by Rabbi Levi Mechaviv against Chiddush HaSmicha was based upon our Gemara. He said, here the Gemara says, El Mishum Lipki B'mume V'yom HaRav Shmeinu Osa Chadoshim Gedalte Yisraeye Beheino Ladies Amom Kavuad. So he was now. But some Mele he couldn't say that he couldn't be Nismach the Torah's prayers on the basis of the fact that he was not knowledgeable in the Midalme of Mumi prayer, the prayer. Because he was knowledgeable. He was the biggest expert in the Midalme of Mumi in the prayer. But implication being, but if he hadn't been an expert, so then he couldn't be Nisma. So Bach said, so Zechariah from this, that when the Rambam says, "Vuhushi yirol heiris b'cholatere kule," it means he has to be capable of paskening the shaila in cholatere kule, not only in the sense of knowing the dini ator in a certain area, but of knowing the nedalmes in that area too. So, and Rambach was the biggest balchuno, the biggest tamer, and in the everybody recognized him as a great astronomer, but the Marvin Berav and the Yosef were not recognized as big astronomers. So he said, some melee, you cannot be masmir them. True is masmir v'mirim, is not masmir them v'kiddush ha'chedesh. That the Marvin Berav, he was only masmir them to be done in the Nemomenes and in the Knosses and also Malchus. That's all. But not the kiddush ha'chedesh. In the Kiddush not, because that would have been like a revolution. I mean, to be masmich and Kiddush HaChedesh, they would have to be Gvei HaChadosh Malperi. I mean, it didn't occur to anybody's mind that before Yemei HaMashiach there would be Gvei HaChadosh Malperi. Maybe today some people would have the audacity even to be masmich, to be masmich with Kiddush HaChedesh too, but in those days, the Marvin Berav wrote Zaldaiti. He said, not Kiddush HaChedesh. So he said, but since the Rambam says that to be Masmich with Zom Yechid, you have to be Roller at Chorat Kule, and from this Gemara we see that you have to be Roller, it's not only in the Dinator, but even in the Medalme. So in order to pass Nishayle in Tchuno, in Kiddush HaChedesh, you have to be a big astronomer. Couldn't pass Nishayle in Kiddush HaChedesh or in Ibar HaShono without being the biggest astronomer. So, in Mele, you cannot be Nisnach even for the Neknosis of the Malchus. And he mentioned the Raya from this Gemara, but this is very strange. This Rambach is very strange. It's many years since I saw the Rambach. It's many years. I hope that I'm not making a mistake, that my memory doesn't fail me, because it's many, many years since I saw the Chubas Rambach. I would like to see it. I don't know, they probably have it in the library. Anyway, but it's very strange, it's very difficult. And what Chai is it from our Gemara? If the Gemara had discussed that on account of the fact that Chai was not knowledgeable in Mumi Prairies, so because of that, he cannot get Smicha even to be done in Knossos and Malkes, because he was not knowledgeable in the Niredaume of Mumi Pcheres, then it would be a rush. But the Gemara is trying to explain why Rabbeinu HaKodesh wasn't masmir Rav to in the area of HaTorah's prayers. So the Gemara says, maybe because he was not knowledgeable, he was knowledgeable. Implication being, had he not been knowledgeable, he couldn't be Nismach in the area of HaTorah's prayers. But here, the Marie Berab did not try to be masmir anybody in the area of Kiddush HaChedesh. So the fact that he was not knowledgeable in astronomy, how could that be miyaki in the smicha in Knossos? In the smicha in Knossos. So on the contrary, I mean, so it's a real hepech from this Gemara. Because here Rabbeinu HaKodesh was masmir Rav to be done in Knossos and Nisa Beheter in everything except the Torah's prayers. And the Havamin of Gemara that assumed that he was not knowledgeable in the Meledaum of HaTorah's prayers did not ask any kashe, since he didn't know the Meledaum of HaTorah's prayers, so mele he was not capable of being nismach even in the Knossos. So he sees just the reverse. So what does he want? The Rabbeinu Machod. On the contrary, from this Gemara, it's mashma. From this Gemara, it's mashma, just the reverse. Yes?
Who says the Gemara applies by the Kiddush of the Rambam? The Rambam is saying...
I didn't say that the Gemara applies to the Kiddush of the Rambam. I didn't say that. No, the question is because the Marie Berav wanted to be Mechadish. on the basis of the Rambam Shita. But there are certain credentials, certain qualifications, certain prerequisites that have to be fulfilled in order to be master Zambos. Whether you're masmechim ish mipiish in the chain of ordination, or you're masmechim on the basis of the Chiddush of the Rambam, Kol Chachmei Atzfas. But the qualifications, the prerequisites are the same. One of the prerequisites is that one has to be all Eidu B'chalateh. So Rabach said, all Eidu B'chalateh. Suppose somebody is all Eidu B'chalateh, but he's not knowledgeable in the Mildaun of the Dinator. In the Mildaun of the Dinator, let's say Rabach Neza. He passed in Shailas, in Kolateh, Rabach Neza. And when he had the Shailas, had to do it with chemistry, so he consulted the chemist. He didn't know chemistry, he didn't know anything in chemistry. He consulted. Rav Meisher Feinstein did the same thing whenever he had to pass Kinshayles in Pikuach Nefesh. So he consulted doctors, specialists in that field. So, the Rabach, according to Rabach, all Hebe Bechlatelikule means not only that he has to be knowledgeable in the Dinator, but he has to be knowledgeable in the Miladaum of the Dinator. Because every dinator are based upon Miladaume. You have to pass me shyly in food chemistry. You have to know organic chemistry. If you don't know organic chemistry, you can't pass me shyly in food chemistry. You have to pass me shyly in Pidach Nefesh. Whether an operation should be performed or should not be performed, you have to have a modicum of knowledge in medicine. You have to know it. So the Rabach's Chiddush is that all Eretz B'cholatere Kule. So, the Maribi Rav said that Rol Eres B'cholatere Kule means Rol Eres in the Dinatera themselves, but not in the Miladaume that are necessary for the Dinator. That you don't have to be knowledgeable there.
Was Rabban saying that in order to apply the Chiddush of the Rambam, then the guy has to be knowledgeable?
No, he has nothing to do with the Chiddush of the Rambam, because this is a prerequisite for smiche. Whether the smiche takes effect in the hemshach, in the ishtalshus of pish mi pish, or it takes effect by chidush smiche, by kol chachmat Yisrael, the same credentials are required, the same requirements. All in chatekol. There's nothing to do with how the smiche is done. So on the contrary, from this gemara, there is a raya negative rova. The Tol Eretz B'cholatere Kule applies only to the Dinator, not to the Miladaum of the Dinator. We have to understand it. But I think we can understand it if we take notice of the Pirush HaMishneh Bechiras. I mentioned it last week, the Pirush HaMishneh, that there are two kinds of Rishus. One is Rishus to be Meire and Loading, the Asrei, in his city, and another in Kolorets, in the whole world, now soil, Kutzlor, everywhere. So there are two kinds of credentials. I think that this Pirush HaMishneh will shed light on the whole shakel v'taraya between the Maribi Rav and the Rabach. Now, on the Mishneh in Bechiras, the Prophetess, Donas Adin, Vizike Zachayev, it's the Sanhedrin, Vizike Haloch. So the Rambam says, so there's a difference, not Rishu, Mumche, not Mumche. Not Rishus, not Rishus. So the Rambam says, Veid nizboya birgige dibnei marovet, that means Yerushalmi odir, sha'afilu limnei sei lidovar echod, einimute arat sheyechochom b'chol dine atir. Omro, אף אגב דעתום הממנים סכנים מדבורים יחידים והוא שיירו לכל הדבורים. Anyway, I'm the Rambam spells it out. Tzipele gave the Tzisachation in Simon Zion. You know, the Tzisachation says a big chiddush, that when the Rambam says, the Rambam means now, Sume Be'achon Me'inam. He's kosher Lodin Dinam Amles, but he's not kosher Lodin Dinam Nefoshes. Umu Me'inbach, so by Nefoshes, by Sanhedrin, there's Aloche, even Sume, he's blind on one eye. So he cannot be in Saneda. So the halacha is, so that's what Rama means. When there is a psura goof, that he cannot be here in Kotel. That's in Nefoshes. Somebody is blind on one eye, so he cannot get smiche even to be damned in Nefoshes. Why? Because he's not whole. He has a certain miyaki. He has a moon. So I mean, he's a summa bechamein. Mashenke, somebody has no psulaguf, but he just doesn't know, I mean, kochi, well, doesn't know taras well, doesn't know tzorim well, so he can still be nismach to be done the nechnos. It's a big chiddush. First of all, pashtes loshen haramba, the radvaz and the rovach didn't assume like the tzisachation, but they said, the radvaz says, so in the pashtus loshen Rambam in Perek Dalet Milchas Hanedrin Alach Ches v'yesh lehem limneis kol min sheyirtzu l'dvor mechidim v'hu sheyirou l'chol hadvorim k'nitzat chochom mufle sheyirou l'eres l'chol hadvorim. Why don't you say that? So you should say k'nitzat echot shu sumet v'echot meino. So in Yechayim Nisnechens, he says, "Roll el hatekol." I mean, it's compelling. It's a chesed. And then here the Perush Hamishne says it even more explicitly. At least the Rambam could read it in, all right. But here on the Perush Hamishne he says, "Vayim isbayer birgiged ibn Marove shafilu." To be in Kolatvah. But the Rambam spells it out in the sense that he has to be knowledgeable. V'nishar aleinu livareir mi hu aneisim rishush u'mi rohu losis rishush she'ilenu v'imer sh'aneisim rishush hu reish goles ha'mimune b'gobel v'nitzorich li'ischocham v'reish yishive mimune v'nitzorich li'ischocham v'reish yishive mimune b'arts Yisrael v'nosi אבל ראו שהיא גודל בחוכמס, התאירו מאי, עד שלא ימצא גודל ממנו בשום פונים בארץ ישראל, בזמן של מן נעשו. ואם עדיין הזה נוקת רשוס, מראי שגילו, הרי הוא המאיר בכל מוקים בארץ ישראל לחוץ לארץ, ובשדיני של רשגולס על כל ישראל, כדינו של מלכו שהנסס ומחרכס, הרי כל רחמון השבט, ואומרו זל ליוסו שיבת מיהודי לרוצגולי שבגובר שראי נס ישראל בשבט רוצה להימר אינס ותגברס הלי תירה שאינו נוחי שישים לחוכמוסי אלו ליחוסי וממן נסי בעסקום הסן שמתקיני בלבד אבל ראשי ישיבס ארץ ישראל הם חכמים שנמה ומחי כתנו רגלו אבל איש שמנסי נסי that's the pushal portion in the Pirush Hamishne אבל איש שמנסי נסי והכן ניסנו רשוס מגובל מארץ ישראל ומאיר לרשוס הוא איש מתלמודי חכמים המפורסמים בחוכמת התורה כמי שיסבויה בגמורי הריס ואם היו משוטה בכל הגמורי ויש לקיה במסכת מן המסכתס וששיה למעשי שילה באיס מסכתו הוא מי שבולה לקרוא הרי זה רואו למנסי בעירי וניסנו לרשוס בזה וכשניסנו לרשוס הרי נטו רשוס ואם הוא גודל בחוכמו עד שמי שתקרואו כששיעה לנסי בכל אדמורה הרי זה רואו לנסי ראש ישיבה. So there are two kinds of scholarship. One scholar is who has a yidiyah mishadefes in Shas. Yidiyah mishadefes in Shas. He's knowledgeable, but doesn't mean yidiyah b'hoi. And more misachte, he is more than a general knowledge. He has a yidiyah b'hoi. So then he's qualified to get reshus. It means to get smicha, bimkeni. But then there is another degree, but only bimkeni. He can get reshus to be done, to pass in shilas in his city, but not in the whole world. But if he is so knowledgeable that he has in all of Shas, not just the yidiyah mishtefes, the general knowledge, but the yidiyah b'hure, it means hibokki b'chlat ha'ekule, so then he can get the shoes to be made and to be done in colors. That's a gemore in Shabbos. Perik Yiluk Shor, the 15th Perik in Yisrael Shabbos, that Kufi Dalet. So the Gemara says, V'yom Rabbi Yechanan, the first big line, Kufi Dalet and Dalet, the big line. V'yom Rabbi Yechanan, Yizeu Talmud Chochem, Kol Sheshei Alina Yisei Aloche B'chol Mokim V'Eimbo, V'imayin Afkimine Elinuye Parnas Ratzip. Parnas Ratzip doesn't mean the mayor of the city, it means Parnas Ratzip, a dying of the city. Dying of the city, the mayor of the city. If he has a yidiyah b'hurah in one misachte, so then the asre is holy money. But the Rambam says, yidiyah b'hurah b'chodem misachte, yidiyah mishtefes in all of Shas. Just yidiyah b'hurah in one misachte, not yidiyah mishtefes in Shas, is not true. What does it mean, Rish Misifte? To be done and be made be colored, colored. So in other words, so there are two kinds of ideas. One idea in Torah means Yidiyah Mishadefes. And one idea means Yidiyah Brura. So Mele, now, who has the Kashi? The name of the Ralbach, he mentions this Gemara in Sanhedrin, when the country, this Gemara is a raya against him. He says that the Bes Yosef and the Ma'avid Rav, I mean not because in order that Ma'avid Rav should be Masmich, so he himself has to be raw to be Nismech. Otherwise, how can he be Masmich? So he said that they couldn't, assuming that they were raw leheres b'cholat erekule, but not in the amount of Natar. And one concrete area of Dine Ator where they lacked the knowledge in the Daume in science was Kiddush HaChidosh. Because for Kiddush HaChidosh, you have to be knowledgeable in astronomy. So Mele, but the Maribe Rab didn't intend to be Masmich anybody in the area of Kiddush HaChidosh. We all saw that. He only intended to be masmich, certainly smoking in the area of the Nemamnes, the Neknosis, and the Malkus. That's all. Nothing more, not Kiddush HaChedesh. He didn't want to touch upon Kiddush HaChedesh. But, so he said, true, assuming that the Bes Yosef and Chaim Vital and the Ma'arib Rav himself are all here is B'chol HaTzerekule in the Dinator and Kol HaTzerekule. But certainly in the Midaume of Kiddush HaChidosh in astronomy, they're not knowledgeable. So Mimele, but he mentions, but from the Gemara, here in Sanhedrin, it's Mukhal, just the reverse. Because the Gemara discusses maybe Rabin HaKodesh refused to be Masmir, Rab, in the area of Hatoras Pcheres because he wasn't sufficiently knowledgeable in the Midaume of Hatoras Pcheres. But he still was masmichim in the Nemomnes, in the Knosses, and in the Yisav Heter, but according to Rabach Monefshech, if according to Habermas and Gemara, if you're not knowledgeable in the down in one area, you cannot be nisrachti even to one thing. So why was he nisrachti? But we can explain that. In other words, since there are two kinds of ideas in Chochmas HaTorah, one is the idea Mishtetz. What is the idea Mishtetz? Mishtetz is general knowledge, no shas. But literally, everything that he knows, every Gemara, in Zvochim, every Gemara, in Noches, every Gemara, in Kris, every Gemara, in Yerushalmi, Zroim. But he has a general knowledge in all of shas. One misachte, he has an idea boy. So mele, the dini Torah are based upon the Adam. You have to ask in Shaila for chemistry, you have to know, you have to have a modicum of knowledge in organic chemistry. You have to ask in Shaila in medical, halachic questions, you have to have a modicum of knowledge about medicine. You have to know in surgery, in everything. You have to pass in a shaila in banking. You have to have a modicum of knowledge in economics. I mean, you couldn't. So how all the daily passing, the Chaneza passing shaila in economics? He consulted an economist. But, so according to the Ralbach, that all heiris means not only in the Torah themselves, but he has to be knowledgeable in the Dhamma, of the Dinator. So of course he knew the Gemara. Here the Gemara says the Perish, tells it out in so many words, that even if we were to assume that Rab was not knowledgeable in the Dhamma of HaTorah's Perish, that did not disqualify him from being nismach in the area of the Neknosis and Malkis. I mean, in the area of Neknosis, the Malkis, and Zaveta. But since there are two kinds of Yidiyah Mishutefes and Yidiyah Bruo, so the Rambach held that in order to be, so the Rambam says, that he has to be all here is the Cholater Kole. So that means, so as far as the Dinator itself is concerned, it means all here is the Cholater Kole, Yidiyah Bruah, not just Yidiyah Mishtetz. If somebody has Yidiyah Mishtetz in Cholater Kole, so they could pass him in Cholater Kole. I mean, with the Ramo Paskins, but there is no Tom Choch. The Ramo Paskins, so he didn't have reference to 1988. AC, but he had reference, you know, and Ramo Paskin to 1530 AC. So I mean, Yosef. So he said, Yosef, lived many years after the Ramo, because Yosef, when he was lived there, he was an old man, he was called the mayor. And when the Ramo was lived there, so he was only about 34 years old, I think. So still, the Ramo Paskins, the Bizman HaZeh, there is no Tom Choch. So some Achenim say, Tzuvim the Rabbonon there is. So what is the difference of the Rabbonon and Tom Choch? The answer is, there are two degrees of Tom Choch. One degree of Tom Choch is one who is all here is behearing. So he has to have the Yidiyah Mishpeches in Shas, and Yidiyah Brur in Momsah. That kind of Tom Choch. There was Bizman Ramo, many, couldn't count them on the fingers. But when the Ramo Paskins, that there was no Tom Chochem HaZeh, he meant a Tom Chochem in the Madrig of God Lador, the Gador, which means the Berish Misepte, Lehireis Ulodin Bechol Oretz, in the whole world, in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. That Madrig we don't have. We didn't even have in the time of the Ramo. It's come of the Ramo today. So we didn't have some Mele. So there are two kinds of all heres. All heres, Yidiyah, Mishtetz, and all heres, in Bidia Brohe. So first he said, there is something, the same something in Radvaz, that maybe even Bes Yosef, I wouldn't say it, but Radvaz certainly had the right to say it, did not have a Bidia Brohe in Kotel. I wouldn't say it, but the Radvaz said it, he certainly had the right to say it. A Yidia Brohe in Kotel, even Bes Yosef didn't. That's what Radvaz said. And also had the right, he was great enough to say it. So, Idea Bohren Kotel. And what did Marvibe Rav think? Marvibe Rav told that he was such a good one, that he had the Idea Bohren Kotel. And I don't think so. That the Marvibe Rav had that opinion. I don't think so. Marvibe Rav was probably big enough to Marvibe Rav. So, but Marvibe Rav held that when the Rambam says Berushi Yerol Heres Bechol Atere Kule, he doesn't mean Yidiyah Brura in all of Shas. He means all Heres Bechol Atere Kule because he has Yidiyah Mishutepes in all of Shas. No doubt that the Marvibe Rav had Yidiyah Mishutepes in all of Shas. No one would have doubted. Even the Radvaz would have doubted. But the Radvaz held that when the Rambam says Berushi Yerol Heres Bechol Atere Kule, he means Yidiyah Brura. So then he says, assuming that the Marvibe Rav is right, that all Heres doesn't mean Yidiyah Brura in all Shas. It only means Yidiyah Mishtefes in all Shas. If somebody has the Yidiyah Mishtefes in Shas, then he's capable of asking Shilas. But he'll have to do research, not just the Paschim, just like that. He'll get the telephone call, you know. Some Orthodox Jews, they have a habit. Somebody is a rabbi, so they think he can Paschim all Shilas, the Rabbun is everything, Pikuach Nefesh over the telephone, without even telling him the basic facts. Rabbi, what's the law? I mean, and if you don't Paschim him, so he gets very angry. So, of course, the Marvibe Rav, even according to the topic of the Radvaz, that Bideironi Vashofel Hazeh, there was no one who could be a role here in Chatzai Kulei. It only meant he didn't have any idea for in Shas, but he didn't have his head. So he was able to Paschim. Marvibe Rav, the Shosef, couldn't Paschim. Any Shaila in Dinatoi, never, without any exception. By doing a little bit of research, not to answer the telephone, I mean, just like this, the way the American Jews expect the rabbi to do this. But a little research, a little idea, he certainly could pass through the collateral. So, but then there was one equal, even if we assume that, in other words, he was making to the opinion that all Aries means he'd be a boy. Then, so there's a question whether the Smoch knew the Yosef. The Ralbach, I mean, felt that way. He was a heavy idea pool in all of Shas. But assuming, doesn't mean he has to have a heavy idea pool in all of Shas. He only, he didn't shoot at us in all of Shas. He's enough. But he has to have a idea in Shutefes, the Cholapoches, in all the Miladalme that is essential for Paschim in Yishayel in Dinatol. Now, one of the areas of Dinatol is Kiddush HaChidosh. Kiddush HaChidosh, you have to have the Chol HaPoches, a modicum of knowledge. Yes, I mean, somebody doesn't have a modicum of knowledge in Kiddush HaChidosh, couldn't Paschim in Yishayel in Dinatol. Of course, he could consult an astronomer, but without consulting an astronomer, someone who's very knowledgeable in astronomy, he couldn't pass in Shalim if he doesn't even have a general knowledge, a modicum of knowledge, a idea mishitefes in Tchuna. So, and the Ralbach maintained, he was the biggest fan himself, that Bes Yosef did not even have a modicum of knowledge in astronomy. And I suppose that Bes Yosef would have admitted that he doesn't have even a modicum of knowledge in astronomy. After all, the Raivet, Kiddush HaChidosh, says, מספויה בחוכמוסי בחוכ, בידיעוסי בחוכמוס התכונו, ואני איני מספויה בזה שלא ידעתי ולא למדתי, וגם רבי ישראל לא יודע זה. אז דרייבד איז מיילה, 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 So I'm sure that this was not a controversial point. The Bais Yosef would not have disagreed, and the Magbira would not have disagreed with Rabach, who was the greatest Talmud, that they didn't even have the idea of Mishutefes in his body. So he mentions a Raya from Alma. Here, the Gemara had this out of Aitoch, that Rav did not have sufficient idea in Mumi. So the Gemara says, no, Rav was the biggest expert in Mumin. So the Havamina didn't know that he was the biggest expert. But it's inconceivable that the Havamina assumed that Rav didn't even have a modicum of knowledge in Mumin. It's inconceivable. Inconceivable. So suppose he didn't take Shimush of 80 months. In other words, he spent as a resident in Mumin 80 months, you know. Today's doctor is so only 1 year. And it's a question of human lives. So they think they know already. If they have shimush for 1 year in brain cancer and lung cancer and everything, they think that they know already. And Ra felt that in order to have a sufficient idea in the only of moving of behavior, in prayers, he has the residency not of 1 year, but 80 months. 80 months. So, I mean, this is what Miss Halevi once told the doctor. You know, Miss Halevi was once beaten by a horse, and he was very sick. I suppose they were afraid of babies, I don't know. He mentions that in the Hakdomet of Miss Halevi, that he was beaten by a horse, and he was in sukkah. And then the doctor said, well, so he went to a doctor in Warsaw, where he could go in those days. That was 130 years ago, probably. So the doctor in Warsaw, the doctor said that they have to operate. So the doctor said, but he went, they'll have to administer ether anesthesia in those days. Even today, there is an element of risk in the anesthesia. Even today, yeah. Certain tragedies that happened. But in those days, it was a big sucker. So he warned him, you know, that there is a sucker because we have the minister, he had to do it. So he asked him, how long would the operation take? So he said, at least an hour. At least an hour. So he said, all right, you'll perform the operation without anesthesia. So he said, but it's so painful, you won't be able to bear it. So I said, I'll have to bear it. I have no heter to assume a risk. He asked me, what is the fatality of that anesthesia? So he said, then they also spoke of percentages. You know, doctors are the same, you know. They give percentages as if they knew, I mean. So he said, 40% risk. I'm not going to allow myself to be given ether. So you operate me without ether. I mean, they talked of ether then. So he said, but the pain will be unbearable. So he said, all right, I'll have to learn to take it. And then Reb Chaim Kalinske mentions that he heard from the Rebbetzin Peshke. She was the daughter of the Bais Halevi, and her husband was the Rish Beis Din in Tel Aviv. The Rav Shmuel Yaffe was one of the daily in Palestine, you know, before the establishment of the State of Israel. So his wife was the youngest daughter of the Bais Halevi. So she told, she was a little child at that time, you know. So she told Chaim Kalinske, she told him that before he went to the operation, so her father, the Bais Halevi, closed himself up in a room and she looked through the keyhole. She wanted to know what her father was doing. So he lit the candle and he put his fingers in the fire of the candle. In other words, he wanted to train himself. That's a lesson in mind over matter that Chinese medicine speaks. For the Bais Halevi, he did that without knowing of the Chinese medicine, mind over matter. wanted to bear it, but I told him it's impossible. If he would be awake when he performed the operation, he wouldn't be able to bear it, so he wanted to train himself. So for over an hour, he kept on lighting candles and pushing his fingers in the fire in order to accustom himself to pain. That's what Rabbi Bayent Peshke told Reb Chaim Kaminsky. She saw it through the keyhole. Through the keyhole, I mean, when Miss Halevi was in. So, why did I get up in the tent and change me to this fellow? I forgot to read. How come? What? You're down there. Yeah, that's right. You're down there. In other words, so you have to. So still, how did I mention that story? All right. Anyway, so here, the pshat is that Rav Bach is, the Rav Bach mentions this more. Because first the Rav Bach felt that when the Rambam says, Rol here, Pechote, Kule, the Rambam means, Yidiyah Brura in Oshis. And that he had his offering. Oh, residency, that's it, it's residency. That's right, you remind me. Thank you for reminding me, because I would be very upset, you know, if you didn't remind me. So first he said that all the areas need to be dear boy, and it was a kindly and bravass said, well, even the Bessios and Barbarab had me to do it. But assuming it doesn't mean a dear boy, it means the Yidin Shetepes. But the Yidin Shetepes, one has to have. So of course, it goes without saying that all these Mochen, the Malrab, had at least the Yidin Shetepes in Dinato. But he mentioned from this Gemara that not only in order to be Mismach, the whole areas, it's not only essential that one should be knowledgeable in Dinato themselves, but he should be knowledgeable in the Mildown of Dinato as well. But, so he has to be knowledgeable, at least in the sense of being here in Shetepes, in the Meledaume of Kolatelko. So that means he has to have the Yidim Shetepes, his running, medicine, I mean, everything, Yidim Shetepes. But if he has no modicum of knowledge in astronomy, so then he's not all Hailis, even though he has a Yidim Brura in the Dinator themselves. But you can't pass on the basis of the knowledge of the Nato if you don't know the Miladawna. You can't pass on Shaila in food chemistry if you don't know. We don't have any knowledge of the food chemistry. So the Mele, here the Gemore only had a Havamine that Rav was not the biggest expert in the movement of prayers. In other words, he didn't have any idea at all. But Rav certainly had the Yidin Shetepes in the Medaume of Hatorah's prayers, in the Medaume of Kiddush HaChodesh, in the Medaume of everything. All right, Shmuel was the one who said, "Nearly Shir the Shmaya to Shir the Rokia." All right, so Rav couldn't really say, "Nearly Shir the Shir the Rokia to Shir the Nadoye," but not to Shir the Nadoye, but certainly had the Yidin Shetepes in all the Medaume. In astronomy and everything, I mean, maybe Rav also had that knowledge that Shmuel, but assuming that he didn't, but Yidin Shetepes Rav certainly had. Every one of the Chazal had a Yidin Shetepes in all the Milan of the Natal. That goes without saying. So, but, the Lord said, so Mele, he wasn't disqualified from getting Smicha in Knossos, in Malkes, in Zavihetta. Because he was a Yidei Al-Heri sitting in the Miladaume, because he had a Yidei Mishabemes. But in the particular area where he had to be Nismech, let's say, in Atos Preres, so there he required the Yidei Brua. And since the Gemara said, had Avani, that maybe Rav did not have a Yidei Brua in the Miladaume of Atos Preres, and because of that, so he couldn't get smiche in Atoras Preres. So it's a raya that when a mismach requires yidia in Torah, so it's not only he requires yidia in Torah in the Dinator themselves, even in the Mildaume of the Dinator. So at least the yidia mishtefes. But if he doesn't have even the yidia mishtefes in astronomy, so then it's me'akevim from being mismachim livon mechilim. So it's asked, but from this Gemara it's muchar just the reverse? So the answer is no, it's not muchar just the reverse. Because this Gemara, it's muchar, this Gemara had this Alkedaitoch, that Rab was not the biggest expert in the Medalme of prayers. But he had Yidin Shetepes in everything. So Meili, he was not disqualified from getting Sirach in the area of Knossos and Malkus. Knossos and Malkus. Masha'in King and Arvid Rab and Bes Yosef and Rab Chaim Vital, who didn't have even, according to Rabach, even Yidin Shetepes in Tchono. So Meili, they were disqualified from getting smicha even in Dvorim Yechidim in Knossos and Malkus. That's how he explained
it. And what was the Raya? But you said that...
The Raya from this Gemara is that Yidia in Paschim in Shilas and Masor includes also the Meledown of Knossos. So, because the Gemara had this Al-Gedaito that Rav did not have Yidia Brure. In the Chiles, in the Medan of it. So he couldn't be Mismach in the Chiles. One second, even though he had the Yidin Shetefes, so we see that he Yidin in the Medan is also important. Like this, without this Gemara, you would say, Yidin is important in the Torah themselves. The Medan is not important, he can solve an astronomer. The Marib Rab Bes Yosef was not a great astronomer. The Rabbah Yerushalayim was a big astronomer. That the Raubach was also made it to that. So maybe you could consult him. You could consult him. So now, but here we see that the Gemara had this Al-Gedaitoch. That if Rab did not have the Torah in the middle of Atoros Preres, so maybe he couldn't be Nismach in Atoros Preres. So maybe we see that he did in the middle of Atoros is also important. If it's important, so maybe Yidia Mishetefes in the Meledalme of Kol HaTerekule is Miyakif in Smirch, even for Dvarma. That's, I mean, you can argue with that, but it makes sense. I'm not saying you can argue. I mean, the Marib Rav certainly argued with the Rav. But it makes sense. All right, so it's later. What is that? Oh, yes. Now, next Monday, so the shul will be Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, not Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Tomorrow, the family baby. Bye. You come here. You shoot the family. Why, I mean, the horse is better. Doesn't require any smicha. So why do you have to say Yeirah? Right, I mentioned the name of my brother. The Rambam says he can be Masnach with Yom Yechidim. Well, say, Megalti is a Heta, but not Megalti in Knossos. Or vice versa. So the question is, is a Heta doesn't require any Smicha. So even though it doesn't require any Smicha, but Smicha is a Chalishem in the Gavre. And if one is not a Musmer, so any Eroya that he makes does not have a Chalishem Eroya. But you'll ask, so how can we rely on Eroya now? There are no smoking. The answer is we don't need Eroya. So without the Chalishem Eroya, it's a Biro Aloch. But the Chalishem Eroya doesn't have. What's that? There's a many Achimimus. I mentioned one Achimimus. But my father mentioned, in regard to Magoma, who says, Yochid Shehira, I'll be busy, so it's part of the call. So that's based upon Chalishem Roy. So you can be someone who is asking, no matter how great he is, it can be the Rabbalkes, Rabbi Goy. If he's not in Sombuch, so he's not Potter of the Kor. Because he doesn't have a Chalishem Roy. So that explained Rambam. And then I mentioned my own opinion. Let's say somebody asked, but the Rambam asked this like Imam Dona. That Yochid Chosobe Roy, Bezni is Chayev, so that's not that minute. So I mentioned in regard to what we shouldn't say, the Mitzvah, here in the Gomez, and other Rishim, that Kidma Basko, so also Lassis Kidma Kishana Yeisi, also Kid Lassis Kidma Kishana Yeisi. So the Mitzvah says, Kidma Basko, so if somebody had a Shaila, he had a Tzor Sabas, Kehli asks Tikli Bishama. Am I allowed to miyam her? And Tikli Bishama, he said, you are allowed to miyam her, so you could miyam her. If he came and asked Tikli Bishila, he's not a yom. Am I allowed to marry her without chutzin? Tikli Bishila said, you are allowed to marry her without chutzin. So he's allowed to marry her without chutzin. Only in regard to the person who asked Zikli Bishama and Zikli Bishila and the boy. But if another person has the same shaila, also it's Tzoras Habas, and she didn't ask Zikli Bishama and Zikli Bishila, but he knows his friend asked, he cannot act on the basis. I mean, what's this war? After all, he's the same being. The being doesn't change. So we see, because there is Aloha, the love that Aloha is mentioned in regard to Beznagod. So in regard to Beznagod, there is Aloha for him, Aloha Yimishu, Smeyo, Vasmeyo, Shemi. Even vis-a-vis a person, Talmud Chochem, who has his own opinion. So, as Rabban explains, he's not mechuyev to be mevatel his day as long as he didn't mention it before the Beit Nagodl, but the moment he mentions his forest to the Beit Nagodl, and Beit Nagodl rejects it and tells him exactly why they reject it, then he's mechuyev to be mevatel his day. That's only shayach to the Beit Nagodl. It's not shayach to the any other godl, the godl, and in the summer it's not shayach. Gabi, someone who doesn't know the deen, somebody asks Yishai, he doesn't know the deen himself, and he asks Yishai is Chochem. So then, in regard to any son who is a Roye, has a Chalisha Meroye, the Aloha of Flatulemu, the Chalimim, she is made, while it's made, she is in the twice. That's why the Gemara says that King the Paschal, so what's on this Mechal Vishama Yeseh? Also, what's means? If he wants to ask Bishama, it's not that he just can decide. If he wants to ask Bishama's Kochan of Bishama, he can do so. And act according, even though he knows that there is Zikni Bishila Achilik, but there is a Loche in regard to one who doesn't know that one, who doesn't have his own opinion, his Dasatz. So he has to ask Yishayus Chochem. So then, the Yehoye by Somuch is a Machriya. Machriya, Biteras Biru. So it applies to everybody equal. But Biteras Achroye, it only applies to the person who asked it. And where the Yehoye is on it. Like Ipsagdin by Bezd. So Machriya Bezd. They didn't all, even today, they didn't all. And the Shaila is Chayev or Potter. And two of the Rayonim say Chayev, and one is convinced that they're making it choice. So he has to mention his opinion, but if he mentions it, and he mentions his forest, and the other two are Mevatel, so in regard to this Din Torah, he has to Mevatel it there. Then he'll have another week. He'll have another Din Torah, which about the same Chayev. He again will be entitled to express his opinion. He doesn't have to be Mevatel in one way. But out of Bez Nagodol, there is a locher of Nisoso, the Koladova Rashiya, Nidil of Yomu Smeil, Afuinu of Halmin Shum Smeil, Al Smeil Shimini, after he mentioned his day to the Bez Nagodol, and the Bez Nagodol was rejected his day and told him exactly why, then he is Mechuyev to Mevat his day, a little boy, for good, until Bez Nagodol itself will reverse itself. But as long as Bez Nagodol does not, that's a prerogative of Bez Nagodol, not to Yehoye or any other Godol. But he has to be something. But if somebody doesn't know that and he has to shayle, then there is a loche of Avleimu Chalmishu Smeil al Smeil Chinimim. What it means after Smeil Chinimim? In other words, even if Klavishmai is Galye, that on an ideal level, they may be it's not so. But that's the Gzeiros HaKosuv, because the Torah was given according to the Yehoye of the Chachmei Yehoye. But it has to be given by someone whose Yehoye has a Chalishen. That's only if he's a Somuch. But if he's not a Somuch has a Chalishen diet. So So he gets the Rabbi Yisrael Elohim. Elohim is Chayr, that's a diet. But some male, if he has a Chalishan diet, so he only has a Chalishan Roy. Not just Biladin. Biladin, anybody who knows. So can be Mibar. But it has a Chalishan Roy. As long as he has a Chalishan Roy, then there is a Loche that the Roy is a Machriya also. Not only Mibar. So on the basis of the Imul Chal, the Nimishim Smeil, Al Smeil Shemi, so even if Papi Shmai is Galye, that it is not so, but he passed him in regard to a certain Chtiche, so it is so. On the basis of the Allah of the Imul Chal, the Nimishim Smeil, Al Smeil Shemi, but only in regard to this Chtiche. But another person with the same Shaila, he knows some achleikah between Zikr and Yishama and Zikr and Yisira. Before the Paschal, there is no achoye, so he has to be slated the Reis of the Congress. So before the Paschal, somebody himself didn't know what Allah is, whether Tzoros Abbas is Mutar, Tzoros Abbas is Asura. So how did it be? He was not allowed to be the Abbas Tzoros Abbas. At the same time, she was not allowed to get married to anybody unless she got chulitzit. But vis-a-vis the one who passed him one way or the other, as long as he is a samuch, so he was able to be naked accordingly. That's the pshat in Gemara, that kidin of Paschal, Rotzol Asis kidin of Yishama, and he said, Rotzol Asis kidin of Yisilel, he's also alright, so that's the pshat, what my brother says, pshat in the Rambam. Now, so we can ask, why does Gemara ask a kasha here? Gemara ask a kasha here. Yere, gomir reshus alamali lemishkal. What's the kasha? In order to have a halishan roi. But you see, when the Rambam mentions the din that he must be, can give smicha ligvon yachidin. Let's say, so he has to mention ligvon yachidin. Let's say in Sabeta, not in the Ramones, not in the Knosses. Masheinke, so what's Nachmin? Nachmin is whether it's in Halishan or not. But here the Gemara is asking about Maisi Shehoyo. Here, took the trouble of asking Abema Kodesh whether Rav's nephew, can pass in Sabeta. It's not in Sabeta. That he only asked him and he took the trouble only in order to have a Chalishan Roy. Suppose he doesn't have it. So he doesn't have a Chalishan Roy. So what Nafkemine? What Nafkemine? So there must have been a practical Nafkemine as to why he asked him for issues. So just because Al-Bedin will not have a Chalishan Roy, so he will not have a Chalishan Roy. So what? I mean, what the Chia was eager that any Heroye by Rav, in Isabeta, should have a Chalishan Heroye. But differently than back then. So Gemara is the Kashe. Gemara is the Kashe. Yere, Gomer, Rishu, Salomali, in the Mishkal. So Gemara says, Neshamay, Yisrael, Shehoye. Shemay, Yisrael, Shehoye. Tanya, Pam, Achas, הלך רבל למוק מאחות, וירוא בני אודם שגבלי ניסיסיהם ניתומה. אומר להם, מפני מה אתם מגבלי ניסיסיך ניתומה? אמרו לו, איתם מדחות בו לכאן, והירה לנו מבסויים עם מכשיר. והוא מביצים דור אשרו. והיא, so, in other words, he said, that he really passing that Talmud, so he passing correctly. He said, "May beitzi." In other words, eggs are not machshir. Eggs are not machshir. In other words, in order to be mukshar the kabbalah stumeh, then it has to become moist by one of the shiva mashkim. So what is shiva mashkim? So it's mayim, tal, cholov, dvash, yayin. So that's the shiva mashkim. But any other mashke is not much. Let's say apple juice is not much. Eggs is maypeira, is not a shiva mashke. So he's like Saira. So it's not Nachshon. So he said, the Talmud passed incorrectly. He said that me beits him in a Nachshon because it's me peyotz. So it's not Nachshon. The Inu Sovar, who me beits him in the Nachshon? That's correct. The Inu Sovar, but the people in the place thought, me psoim koma. In other words, mud water. Mud water is not Nachshon. Mud water is Nachshon. That's mud water. That's water, mamish. It's not clean. So it is not. The Inu Sovar me psoim koma. The toy name beho, the kamyen and the pig of psuli, the knei shehei, shehei psuli, the inu soba mit gabi chatos psila psile, achshire name le machshire. In other words, because the Mishnah says, the gabi ni chatos, so you have to take maim chayim, and then the eitha poro, you put in the maim chayim. So the Mishnah says that Mei Psoim is not kosher. Why? It's not Maim Chai. Mei Psoim is not Maim Chai. So it's not kosher in Mei Poro, in Mei Chatos. But that doesn't mean that it's not Machsha, yes. Mei Psoim. What?
When he made the Harav, he was
talking. No, he didn't take him to see the Talmud.
No.
The people.
Before the people, when he was talking about the Meibetzim.
Meibetzim, that's right.
So,
and that's not Machshir.
Right, so when he said the Meibetzim, why did he say who would not be Fathers and not the Gabi Machshir?
No, he said the Gabi Machshir, but he said eggs are not Machshir. And that's true. But the people thought that we were stocking mud water. Because beitzim, you see, when we say psoim and beitzim, but beitzim, beisadik, yud, mem, sofit, can also mean mud water, you see. Now, he used the expression, it's not that they didn't know Lashon HaKodesh, they knew Lashon HaKodesh, but it's a word that has two separate meanings. So he used it in the sense of eggs. And that's not Machshir. They thought it's in the sense, he used the word dates in the sense of mud water. And they were not such Amaratzim, they were quite knowledgeable. You see, they knew the Mishneh. How many Jews do they know that Mishneh? So they knew that Mishneh. And then they heard that a certain Talmud passed him that the Beitzim, not Machshir, and Beitzim has two meanings. So they thought he was referring to mud water. Why did they think so? It was based upon longer. Sometimes one with a big lump can also make a mistake. Because they were knowledgeable. And they knew the Mishnah in Torah that Meibetzim mud water is not kosher for Mechatos. So Meile, they said, just as Meibetzim is not kosher Mechatos, why? Because Mechatos. So they didn't feel like, because by Mechatos, especially because of Mechai, they thought, because by Mechatos we need Mayim. And mud water is not mine, but that's not so. There's a mistake that they make. Mud water is also mine, and mayim is one of the shiva mashkim, so it is machshir. That was their mistake. The inu v'toy nami b'ho mekram yiru mekibo psuim mitnei sheheim mepsoi the inu soba midogabe chatos psile achshir nami lemachshir v'loi. Also, me and Chatos in my Chaim. Hoche, Achshure Kodu Machshere. And mud water, Mitzrayim, is also water. It's not my Chaim. It's not my Chaim. Even if it came from the originally from a mine, from a spring. But it's half good. That it's Mitzrayim is Mafkiya the Shem Rayim Chaim. All right, so Mele. Tome beise shor gozro talmid al yeirel in kinet rishis merab. Why does the boy go to all that? Because if somebody is italian, talmid means he didn't get rishis. He didn't get rishis. So now, you see, as long as the chain of animation was near, so rishis from his summer was synonymous with smicha. What does smicha mean? Smicha also means the first. But suppose you get the shoes from someone who's not Talmud, even if he's a Rishi, he's the Rambam, he's the Reef, he's Rav Sadi Goyen. So then he doesn't become Talmud. But essentially, smicha means the sinas shoes. And as long as there was the say of smicha, some of the pisamuch, some of the melee, it was hanach. So the sinas shoes meant smicha. Today there is no smicha. So we go to the sinas shoes. By holding dile ador, it does not have a halachim smicha, unless it comes to the Rambam, Kochach, and I'll just follow it on. So Mimele, but this takone of the sinister shoes is relevant today too, because that's a special takone. But, as in the days of Priya and Rav, so Mimele, when somebody got the shoes from Isamuch, so Mimele was Isamuch. So Beis Isho, Gozul, Talmid al Yeire and Kineto Rishus Mirabi. Alright, now let's see Rashi. וחילויד לרבי רשוסה מידק דייד ושאהל שני פסוח ולודיתו השני as well. So what's, I mean, after all, that Talmud was quite knowledgeable and the people were also knowledgeable. The mistake that was made on the basis of a Mishneh in Paul, quite knowledgeable, and still a mistake was made. So how did that akone prevent? How is that akone going to prevent such a mistake? So Rashi says, yes, it's right there. Because if Talmud knows that he knows very knowledgeable and he knows Palatira Kuri, but if he didn't get the Shus from the Rebbe, so he cannot pass him, so he'll be more careful. He'll be more careful not only in Paschal and Kedi, he'll be careful in formulating his psak. He wouldn't express his psak in ambiguous language.
Yes, in our case, the Rishon Lezion did not give the Rishus directly. He gave it to Rafiva. He didn't give the Rishus directly.
Not Rishon Lezion, it's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It's not Rishon Lezion.
I mean, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he didn't give Rishus to Rav directly. He gave it to Rishon Lezion. Yeah. So how is he fulfilling this Rashi?
I understand. Then he conveyed the message to Rav that he asked Rabbeinu HaKadosh for Rishus and Rabbeinu HaKadosh gave him Rishus. So what? I mean, now, even as far as Smicha is concerned, the Rambam says that Smicha cannot be in Chutzlans. But the Masmich and the Nismach are in Eretz Yisrael, even though they are in different cities in Eretz Yisrael. So he can be masked, but he doesn't have to be.
But here Rashi says that the purpose for this kakana is when the Rebbe gives him Rishus, he will tell him how to make the halak in a clear way, so people don't make a mistake.
Okay.
But if you do it indirectly, how would that
indirectly, why
did he give the Rishus from Rashi Lucy?
I mean, he has to have Rishus from his Rebbe. Or the Nossi, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh was both. He was the Nossi and Rav's Rebbe. Was both.
Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Rav's Rebbe.
Sure. Look through it. I'm going to sound like the Mishneh Torah. It's worthwhile to look through it. You'll see that Rav and Shmuel and Yechanan and the whole list of Chachamim were all Talmidim of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And the old that's Smicha from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the only one that is not the end for Shmuel Yachin. All right. Tanchum Brei Rabame Iklali Chatzah. It's a certain place.